I don't really want to include here the kind of scene I made once unmasked. Alex was exasperated with me, but gentle anyhow. I think she probably knew I was in the middle of a rough patch. "Listen, Alex," I said, "I'm confused. I have problems, and I don't know what's come over me, and I hope you can understand, and I hope you'll let me make this up to you. I can't lose this job, honest to God." Fortunately, just then, Zach became interested in the chicken mask. He swiped the mask from his mom. She'd been holding it at arm's length like a soiled rag, and he pulled it down over his head and started making simulated automatic weapons noises in the directions of local passersby. This took the heat off. We had a laugh, Alex and I, and soon the three of us had repaired to Hot Bird itself for coffee and biscuits and the chef's special spicy wings, which, because of my position, were on the house. Alex was actually waving a spicy wing when she offered her life-altering opinion that I was too smart to be working for Hot Bird, especially if I was going to brutalize little kids with the creepy facts of the hereafter. What I should do, Alex said, was get into something positive instead. She happened to know a girl, it was her cousin Glenda, who managed a business over in Albany, the Mansion on the Hill, a big area employer. And why didn't I call Glenda and use Alex's name, and maybe they would have something in accounting or valet parking or flower delivery, you know, some job that has as little public contact as possible, something that paid better than minimum wage, because minimum wage, Alex said, wasn't enough for a guy of 29. After these remonstrances, she actually hauled me over to the payphone at Hot Bird. People are so generous sometimes. While my barely alert boss, Antonio, slumbered at the register with no idea what was going on, without a clue that he was about to lose his most conscientious chicken impersonator, all because I couldn't stop myself from talking about death.
That's author Rick Moody reading from his short story, The Mansion on the Hill. Salon book editor Laura Miller spoke with Rick Moody, and she asked him about his new collection of short stories, Demonology.
Tell me a little bit about the stories in Demonology. Were they written at about the same time?
Not entirely. Some of them are kind of old. The title story is 5 years old, and was probably, I'd say it was the first or second one written. And then the others were sort of written in between hunks of my last novel, Purple America, and my next book that I'm just finishing up. So over a period of 5 years, at various odd moments when I was taking a break from other things.
One of the things that's really noticeable about the book is that it does have so much humor in it, at the same time that it deals with a lot of harrowing experiences and the kind of loss and grief that you mentioned earlier. Do you feel like that's really important to what you're trying to do as a fiction writer? I mean, it seems like something that a lot of contemporary fiction writers either don't do at all, or it seems to be their main pursuit.
Mm. I'm trying to get the full menu of emotions in here. And, you know, I'd say that if you were to ask me personally what's really important to me, a lot of the real heavy, demanding emotional stuff.